Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday, the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented policing unit served a search warrant at a residence on the 1700 block of 3rd Street. The warrant was obtained in response to reports of heroin dealing. Officers forced the door open after the residents refused to open it. Upon entering the residence, officers encountered and detained 4 adults. Also present in the home was a 3-year-old girl. Investigators located several grams of tar heroin with drug use and sales paraphernalia. While officers were conducting the investigation, several individuals called seeking to purchase heroin from the house. The primary tenant, Karanseet Singh Sani, age 33, originally from Bombay, India, was arrested and transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, where he was booked for child endangerment and for maintaining a place for purpose of drug sales. Sani's 3-year-old daughter, who lived in the house with him, was released into the care and custody of Child Welfare Services. And resident Larry Semenoff, a 47-year-old, was arrested as well. It's a yearly gathering that's unpopular with city officials in Arcata. Reporter Dan Squire has the details.
For the past 2 years, the city of Arcata has done its utmost to discourage gathering in Redwoods Park on April 20th, also known as 420, a day celebrated by marijuana smokers. Citing damage, unruly crowds, neighborhood disruptions, and underage drinking, city departments will be back out again this year, as city manager Randy Mendoza explains.
Well, the last couple of years, we've been working. We brought in all the city departments working together. It's not just a police issue. It's a public works, parks issue. And we've actually been very upfront with people and done our best to discourage it because, especially this time of year, the soil is saturated and they destroy our Redwood Park. And it's right next to the playground, and you have 2,000 people smoking marijuana next to the children's playground. Doesn't really fit within the, I think, what the area was intended for.
420 celebrations are not just a North Coast happening. They take place all over the state and the nation. But the local gathering has become too big, according to Mendoza.
Up until the last couple of years, it's gotten larger and larger and larger. So our staff has been taking greater countermeasures to try to tame it. And the last couple of years, I think we've been fairly successful in lowering the numbers, so that which has brought down the damage to the park and the mountains of garbage that the staff has had to deal with.
The origins of 420 and the myth Tsar Legion are traced back to a group of high school students at San Rafael High School who used the time of day, 420, to gather and smoke marijuana after school.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News. It's after this.
To get the sun. Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet, artistic license, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
The Reno, Nevada Police Department contacted the County Drug Task Force after it arrested Neyland resident Marcello Scacci, who told Reno officers he had sold 2 pounds of weed to a customer in Utah and was headed back home. Officers found Scacci in possession of $6,000 in cash and an empty duffel bag that carried the strong smell of marijuana. Local agents searched Scacci's residence on Greenwood Heights Road, discovering an indoor marijuana grow with about 100 plants, processed weed, and indications of drug sales activity. An individual contacted at the property was interviewed and released. Officers also noted that there was no electrical power at the residence because PG&E had turned off service for non-payment. A local arrest warrant has been submitted to the DA's office and will be waiting for Scacci when he gets back to town. The next basic law enforcement academy class at College of the Redwoods is scheduled to begin in July at the main Eureka campus. Before enrollment, prospective trainees must take a reading and writing test, and that final test date is May 5th. Anyone interested in the academy is encouraged to call the Redwoods Emergency Response Training Center as soon as possible. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.